We are learning Mesechta Yuma daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are starting from two dots on Yotes Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah that they make the Kohen Gadol swear he's going to do the Keteris properly, which means you bring in the Keteris and the coals into the Keteris Kedoshim, and that is where you place the Keteris on top of the coals and let it be burn up and smoke up, and that would be the Akrava. The Tzedukah did it a different way. They first did it outside. They put the Keteris on the coals outside the Keteris Kedoshim. They walked in, Kiva Onan, Eroah Ala Keteris. That was wrong. So what they do, they told the Kohen Gadol, you are our shliach and your shliach bezdin. We are making you swear that you're not going to do this. You're not going to be mishana for anything we tell you. Now the problem is, it says in the Mishnah that they are our shluchim. They are our messengers. They are our representatives. And the problem is that there's a big shiloh. Who are kanim representing? Of course they're representing us. The wrong word. They're not our shluchim. They are not our agents. They are just doing the will of Hashem, we're getting this chusim. So that's a big shaila. Who are they shluchim for? Leimah de'avtut Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua. Amar Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, Hani kahani, kahanim are shluchim de Rachmananinu. They are agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amar shluchim de Donanu, if they are our appointed agents, so how could it be? Mika midi, on top of your testimony base, that non leimah tzina lemebad, that if we can't do something, we can't make a shliach. Something you can't do, you can't make a shliach. Shluchim de Donanu, what's you have to? So it's the raya that kahanim are shluchim de Rachmanu. If they're shluchim de Rachmanu, how can you say shluchenu? And for the Gemara, hachi ka'amar lei. Mashbiim, you're right, it doesn't mean shluchenu. It says, mashbiin onu alecha al datenu vadas bezdim. We say that you are our shluchim, and shliach bezdim, what it means is that we are making you swear on our das and the das of bezdim. That's what means shluchenu. Not that you are our agents, but we're making you shliach. You can't say, I'm making a shua, I'm thinking of my own thing. No, you're doing it al das, the bezdim al das klai yisrael. This Mishnah says further that after this exchange, who parish baichem and parish baichem? They leave and cry, and he leaves and cries. Who parish baichem? Why shechastu etzduki? He's a chashav kohen gadol, chashav etzduki. Vehim parish baichem and they leave and cry. Don't Rav Shmuel Levi call a chayshid v'ksherim leke begufa. Anyone's chayshid v'shamim v'ksherim, he gets a einish. He gets a leke begufa. He'll get an einish on his guf, on his body. And they want to show that they weren't really chayshid v'ksherim. That's why they leave crying, saying, you know, we had to do this just in case. Why do we do this whole thing? So he's sakim and bachot. He shouldn't make the keteris on the outside. V'yachnis kederach shasdukim oisim. They shouldn't make the keteris outside and bring it in the way that tzedukim do.
And tzedukim's not
going to
make a shua.
Oh, no, so the kasha is. No, he makes a shua. The kasha is like this. That tzeduki holds the mitzvah to do it this way. So it's a shvah ma'ala mitzvahs. So it's ma'ala mitzvahs. It's not chal. So what's pshat? It's a test. Rekei Ega asks this kasha. And for the Rishash in the back, who brings down Rav Kivega's kasha, he says that it's not shvav because it's still not, it's a shvua shav. You're right, if you make a shvua connected to mitzvah, you don't have to wave the mitzvah. It's still a shvua shav. It's still a wasted shvua, and they won't do that. They're scared. It's Duke is scared of a shvua. We know a lot of people are superstitious. You tell someone if he does something, they'll lose all his money, then no one will do it. You know, that's the people are very superstitious. Even if it's a 1% chance, you don't tell them, if you listen to music and I like money, you won't, they're not going to do that. You know, the money, if the money comes to the money, then they won't do anything. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa v'tzduki echad. This is Maisa. We say some Maisa v'tzduki echad. Shehiskim b'chutz v'hichnis b'yitziyase. There's one time a tzduki that did b'chutz v'hichnis. They went in like that b'yitziyase, and he came out of doing the keteris like a tzduki, which means he made the keteris outside, brought it into the keteris. He comes out, his mam is shining. Ha'yisameach simcha gedayla. You know, the Vedichavu would say, look at the Tzduki, you know, he's just a Vary, look at him, he's happy, he thinks he did a mitzvah, look how happy he is. But Lamaisa, he was a Rasha, the Tzduki, a Rasha, a Rasha, we'll see in a second. He was all happy, he did it like he thought was right way. Even though we are Tzduki, we're scared of the Prushim. And some say it means, the Prushim are the ones who listen to Chazal. So some say it means that, maybe they're right. Don't be so so sure of yourself. It's possible they're right. Don't be so confident. So he answered his father. He said, all my days, all the years, it bothered me this pasuk. I wanted to mekayim it. When am I going to come to mekayim it? Now I had a chance to do it. I'm not going to mekayim it. Omru. Chazal say, Yom Ma'atim, it was a few days after Mace, he died. Behutal ba'ashba, he was sitting in the garbage dump, and worms are coming out of his nose. Someone who does not do the will of Chazal, this is what happens. And why coming out of his nose? So Rashi learns the midah k'neged midah was, what's the first thing that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Your nose. When you walk somewhere, your nose sticks out, it goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what's coming out of his nose. That's coming out of his nose. Frank the Tosis Rishonim, it's not the nose, it's his hand, because he was holding a machta. So it was his hand that went in first. What?
Or his toes.
Or his toes. There's someone else's his toes also. He's walking, yes, 100%. That's also a kasha. That's the answer. All the Shem asked that kasha. Teshonim asked kasha from his hand. So therefore, Teshonim is different shot. You can give me the words because he smelled the kataris. Shloi Lutzarech, that's why it was his nose. Akaponim, so the first part is that was the oinish he got. Yeshua Imran bid Siyasa Nigo, but he walked out of Kodesh Kodashim, he got slain. The Tani Rav Chia came in Kol Nishma Bazar, and Bazar, they heard also a big bang, a big thud. Shabbat Malach, v'chabot upon him. The Malach came and slapped him on the face. V'nichmashu Echav Akanim, the Akan went in to see what happened. V'nichmashu Kaf Regal Egel Ben Sefer. He saw a footprint of a calf on his shoulders. I hit his face. Tara says it went through his face to his shoulders. That's what Siyachitza says. Shenema v'ragleihem regel yeshara v'chaf ragleihem k'kaf regel egel. This is a malach, a tour of a malach. The malach came, what?
When did he speak to his father?
He didn't speak to his father. This is the Mishnah. He got killed right away, and Echnami, he died right away. And now the Kasha, Tara Shalom has a Kasha, that I we know, what? Huh? Last week's parasha, and the Gemara Darshan is a filu malach zalabi in with him. So had a malach come into Azar while he was doing it, I malach zalabi, and for this, what?
And
the other they afterwards, they went to get him out. They had a string. The shasta avoida of the thing. So it's emphat of Shoshanim that since the avoida wasn't done well, wasn't done the right way, therefore you can have a malach that went in with him.
What?
What?
No, but it's
the whole Azar then I'll be. The whole oil moyer they can't be known in the Kasha Kedoshim. I think that's found the Kasha. So the Gemara Vayit, it says the Mishnah, Omrav Zcharia ben Kvotel.
The Sidukim would still think that they had shot, right?
After this thing, yeah. Next year they would do it. You see that? The Yitzhara works very good. Omrav Zcharia ben Kvotel. It says in the Mishnah that Zcharia ben Kvotel, he said that he laid Daniel in front of him a few times. Because Daniel is very interesting. Maslo Rav Chanan bar Rav lechiyah bar Rav kamei de Rav. Rav Chanan bar Rav was teaching chiyah bar Rav this Mishnah, and when he's taught it to him, you see how careful you have to be how you say every word. On Rav Zchari ben Kfutel, he said with a fei. On the Taka Shoychari Shavayis is one place. Every Tana, you have to say it the right way. He said Kfutel. Umachbile Rav. Rav showed him biyodei. He made a symbol in his hand. Kvutel, obeys. Wrong. He showed him with his hands. It's afraid the Gemara. Of name of Meimar. Let him say it. What is he doing with his hands? Let's say it. And for the Gemara, Kriya Shema Havakari, he's Mila Kriya Shema. Oh, Amos Kasha, Vichy Agavna, Mishari, you're allowed to do that in Mila Kriya Shema. Vara Yitzavar Shmuel Bar Marta, Hakari Shema, someone's laying in Shvala, Yermer is Bainov, don't wink your eye, Vila Yikris, Vesoysov, don't do something with your lips to make a simon, Vila Yorah, Vesoysov, don't show with your fingers. Vitanya, Rabbi Leaz, Vechasma, Yimra Kari Shema, someone's laying in Shvala, Ram is Bainov, it does the remes with his eyes, and Makaris Vesoysov, or he does something with his lips, Umar Bet Spoy, or he does something with his finger, he does a simon with his finger. Hakosav Aymer Lo Isi Karas Yaakov, I don't call you Yaakov. Now why is Yaakov got to do with this, with being Meramez Mil Shema? Teretz says, we know when Yaakov looked to Mashah, when Yaakov met Yosef the first time, what was he doing? He was saying Shema. And he didn't do any simonim. He could have done simonim, how much he missed Yosef? No, nothing. To show you can't do that. If someone does this, Lo Isi Karas Yaakov, you're not called Yaakov. So the kasha is that L'chayram, he said, "Now I'll do this in Mil Shema." So how did Rav do this in Mil Shema to show that it's kvotel with a vase? Like Kasha, Haba Perek Risha, Perek Sheni. In the first parasha, you can't do that. In the second parasha, Tzarech Mitzvah, you could do a simon. You pass even just the first pasuk, you can't. But and the other two things, you could only the Tzarech Mitzvah. The Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it, and that is why he did it. And he showed him he couldn't talk, but he showed him. You see how important it is to say the name right. That middle Shema, he felt was important to be merambes that this is the it's a vase. Tanu Rabbanan says in Shema, "V'debartem bom." You should speak in Shema or in the Torah. Bom v'lo b'tefila. So Rashi learns what it means is that when you're saying Shema, you have to hear what you say. By tefila, which Shemone Esrei, you could say b'lachash quietly, even without hearing what you say. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis pshat bom v'lo b'tefila means like this: that in Shema, you're allowed to answer m'pnei ha'yira. He's allowed to be shoyel, allowed to say good morning, play a yira, and answer, play a kavod. But in Tzmir Esrei, you can't do anything. Afilu nachash karach alai kevod, you can't just stop it. The Bart Bom, labor tefillah. Another halacha from this. The Bart Bom, Bom Yeshuchosh is the daber. You're allowed to talk in Torah. V'loy b'dvar machayim. You're not allowed to talk dvar machayim. What does dvar machayim mean? Rashi Taitcha means sichas the yalod and the kalas roish. You're not allowed to talk shtusim. It's an isser. It might be isser the rise to talk shtusim. One of the most scariest gemara you can ever see. Rav Acha Omer, v'debar t'bom, asey asom kev atas ma'arei. Debar t'bom means that to be ikadiva. Torah should be your kviyas, not your arai. Omer Rava, hasach sichas chulun, someone talks dvar b'teilim, oy v'ba asey. Oy v'ba asey, shenem v'debar t'bom, bom v'loy v'dvar m'cherim. Dafka v'teir, not v'dvar m'cherim. Rav Acha v'yakev emer, oy v'balav. There's a lav, shenem ha'kal, dvarim yegeim, l'yuchel yishodaber. All dvarim yegeim, which is a dvarim that are like sichas yeladim, a garbage, you're not allowed to speak. So it's a lav, medivri Kabbalah also, to talk about Talim. Yeah, all the time. It's not talking about Mil Shema, it means any time. This is Sichas Chulin, means any time. You talk Sichas Chulin, it's a big shiloh, there's a big discussion in Chavetz Chaim, other places, how you see how talking Lashon Hara has all these Surim as well. Zok the Mishnah Vaitim. I think Rashi makes it a little better for us. It doesn't say Tvam Baram Talim, Rashi says Sichas Yeladim, Kalas Roish, so you have to know what that is exactly. Okay, Zok the Mishnah Vaitim. Bikishlis namdin. Now, Mordechai said, he stayed up the whole night. Like we said before, you didn't give him a lot of food out of Yom Kippur. He had to stay up the whole night, so you shouldn't see Kerry. He stayed up the whole night. Now, he got a little tired, a little drowsy in the middle of the night. Bikishlis namdin. We're already reading him, ready, Daniel and Eve. But the mice, he's still getting drowsy. What do? Bikishlis namdin. Pirchei kuna makafon v'etz v'tzrada. They snap in front of him with their fingers. We'll see which fingers. They do some snapping in front of him. Stand up and walk on the floor and do a little dance for us on the floor. We'll see exactly what that tzchok is in the Gemara. Al ritzpa, so get up on the ritzpa and do a little dance, a little tansel. That will cool you off because the floor was freezing. And they keep him busy until zman shchita. Zok the Gemara, my tzerada. It says makin lefon of etzba tzerada. What's a tzerada? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, tzarasa deda. The tzara of this one, Maihi, what's that? Goydel, the thumb. It means the tzara of the thumb. Machvi Rav Huna. Rav Huna snapped, Vaza Kalev Bekule Be Rav, and the sound went through the whole base matters. Now, how's Rashi learning? It means the finger and the thumb next to it. Now, if someone tries to snap, anyone could try it right here, it doesn't make too much noise. The other one makes much noise, the middle finger, exactly. So what's going on here? Do you know what asked the Kasha? Tosis is on him. Asked the Kasha. They asked him Rashi, he says, it doesn't make so much noise that way. So he learns, Tashjam learns, it's the tzara of the one that the tzara to the goydel. And taka means the middle finger. So it's machlokes, if someone asks you how they snap, if your little tzaddik asks you how they snap in the kind of thing, it's machlokes Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi holds this finger, and Tosis holds this finger. Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Metz Hashem, this year you'll tell your son this, machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Zokta Gemara Vaitim. Va'omer lo ishi kohen gadol, hafik achas al ritzpa. Make a tansel on the ritzpa. Amar Rav Yitzchok, al chados. Do a chiddush. Chiddush was a chiddush. Make a chiddush on the, you know, don't that stuff to stand up. Do a chiddush. Mahi. I'm really achvi kida. You do something called a kida. Kida is basically a push up and you kiss the floor. Rashi says, noyetz goydla v'aretz, v'shoyche, you bend down, v'noyshek es ritzvah v'oymi, you stand up. It's a very hard thing to do. That means without any support, you go flat on the ground and stand up. It's like a push up where you stand back up afterwards, which is a hard job to do. And it was not too easy. And if you did that, you will wake a good few hours afterwards. Zog the Gemara Vaito. Masikim Moyus HaChigiyah Zman Shchita. That they kept them busy till Zman Shchita. We'll just go to the bottom. We're not going to finish the Mishnah. We'll just go to the somewhere in the bottom of Ramad. Tana, Loya Masikim Moyus HaChigiyah Zman Shchita. Loya B'Nevel. They didn't use either a harp or a navel, which is a lore, maybe it's called. A different type of string instrument. That's not what they kept them up with. That's what Peh. They used to sing to him. Which means, like Rashi explains, be careful with your avodah and do what Hashem wants. Shem Shemayim, Hashem. If you don't do Shem Hashem, then the whole bias is worthless. It's not worth anything. The whole it's not going to be mekayim. You have to do what Hashem wants. The Chashim of Yerushalayim did not sleep the whole night. They learned the whole night. In order that the Kahanim Gedolim should hear the sound of the learning and they won't fall asleep. And the Shina will not grab him because he's hearing the call of the learning.